This story is read by Steve Dallas. Private George Craig, service number 5352 of the 17th Battalion Reinforcements, Australian Imperial Force. George Craig was born in Scone on the 12th of September 1887. He was the eldest of six children born to James and Jane Craig, who had married in Scone in 1887. At the time of George's birth, the family lived at Perth Road, Scone, and his father was a clothier and a draper. However, the census of 1901 also shows his father as being a sailor. George attended Scone Public School, and when he left his education, he served his apprenticeship as a draper with Mr. Brisden, St. John Street in Perth. After completing his apprenticeship, he worked for a time in Glasgow. In 1913, George emigrated to Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, and found employment working in a commercial house. He lodged with a Mrs. Scott at Brisbane Street, Bulimba, which is a suburb of Brisbane. George volunteered for military service, and on the 15th of November 1915, at the age of 28 years and 2 months, he enlisted into the 17th Battalion Reinforcements of the Australian Imperial Force. As this Australian Imperial Force has been raised specifically to support the British in the war and would be disbanded when it ended, George's terms of service were war and 4 months. On the 20th of April 1916, George left Sydney on board HMAT Hawke's Bay and arrived in Egypt just over a month later on the 25th of May. 2 days later, he was transferred to the 15th Battalion. Almost immediately, George was on the move again. He was posted to France and disembarked at Marseille on the 8th of June. By the 5th of August 1916, George was deployed in fighting on the Western Front, entering the line at Pozieres amidst the carnage of the Battle of the Somme. The Battle of Pozieres was a 2-week struggle in the middle stages of the 1916 Battle of the Somme. The Allies' intention was to seize the French village of Pozieres and the ridge on which it stands. Though British divisions were involved in most phases of the fighting, Pozieres is primarily remembered as an Australian battle. The fighting ended with the Allies in possession of the plateau to the north and east of the village, and in a position to menace the German bastion of Thiepval from the rear. The cost was high for both sides, and in the words of Australian official historian Charles Bean, the Pozieres Ridge is more densely sown with Australian sacrifice than any other place on earth. George was reported missing on the 8th of August 1916, 3 days after entering the conflict, and records show that by the 22nd of September, he had still not been found. His remains were finally located near Pozieres, and his watch and paybook were recovered. In December of the same year, Private George Craig was recorded as killed in action on the 8th of August 1916. He was 29 years old. He was awarded the 1914-15 Star, the Victory and the British War Medals. George has no known grave, but is remembered with honour on the Commonwealth War Graves Commission Memorial at Villers-Bretonneux in France. This is the Australian National Memorial, erected to commemorate all Australian soldiers who fought in France and Belgium during World War I. We will remember them.